The O.J. Simpson story made famous many people who had been unknown to the public, from lawyers to family members to witnesses. This O.J. anniversary got us wondering what all of those people are up to now. We sent producer Jeremy Hobson to find out.
I wouldn't want to pick sides when talking about such a divisive case, so I'll start right in the middle. Judge Ito. You remember him.
And I would caution the audience during the course of the reading of these verdicts to remain calm.
Well, he's still a Superior Court judge right here in Los Angeles. In fact, commit a crime in Brentwood and you may end up in his courtroom. Just don't expect any cameras this time. And don't expect to forget about this guy.
I know my job is to be 100% honest, and that's what I'm going to do.
Brian Cato Kalin, O.J.'s house guest, did some brief topless modeling for some magazines. Now he's back on TV, this time as the host of a show called Eye for an Eye that makes Judge Judy look tame.
In the court system, justice is not always just. That's why they bring their disputes here.
Less in the spotlight is Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, Denise. She runs a charitable foundation that campaigns against domestic violence. She and her family still hold a candlelight vigil every year in memory of her sister. Speaking of memory, remember this question from defense attorney F. Lee Bailey.
And you say on your oath that you have not addressed any black person as a nigger or spoken about black people as niggers in the past 10 years, Detective Furman.
That's what I'm saying, sir.
That answer from L.A. homicide detective Mark Furman. He discovered the bloody glove at the murder scene. Well, it turned out he had used the N-word. He apologized for doing so after the trial and lamented the loss of his private life, but apparently not that much because he's back.
Well, let me ask you, Mark, is that good or bad that this is shown on television?
Well, I think it's great.
Analyst Mark Furman on the Fox News Channel. Also on TV, Marcia Clark, the prosecutor with the ever-changing hairstyle. She starred on a short-lived reality TV show called Power of Attorney. She now appears occasionally as a legal analyst on cable news channels. And who can forget the dominant lawyer in the trial, who famously offered this piece of legal analysis?
Do the right thing, remembering that if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The words of Dream Team defense attorney Johnny Cochran, who died in March of this year after suffering from an inoperable brain tumor. He was 67 years old. Which brings us to O.J. himself. He was ordered to pay more than $30 million in 1997 after losing a civil suit brought by the victims' families, but apparently that wasn't enough to dissuade him from breaking the law. He was caught earlier this summer pirating DirecTV. Yeah, pretty expensive. He had planned a long series of news appearances to mark the 10th anniversary of the killings in June of last year, but those ended up being shoved aside when another huge story captured the nation's attention, though this time only for a week, the death of former President Ronald Reagan. Jeremy Hobson, NPR News, Los Angeles.